Again, we are up to a Simen Resh Beis, Siv Beis in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Brachos, and we've been doing last week, or not last week, 2 weeks ago, going through the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara, Rishonim, down to Lalach Lamaisa. So this next Sif talks about at what size, at what stage of the fruit is developed enough where we'd say the proper bracha of Birchas Bori Praet. And that, the source of this discussion is really a Mishnah in Shviyas that the Gemara in Brachos happens to bring on Daf Lam and Vavam Mbeis. That's the first page we have. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah Hatanan. The Mishnah says, we don't need to know the context right here. The Mishnah says, Me'e Masai Ein Kotetin Es Ha'ilanos B'Shviyas. At what stage is it usur to cut down the fruit trees during Shviyas? So what's the isur? What's wrong with cutting down a fruit tree during Shviyas? Anybody know?
I'm not supposed to cut them down at all.
Why not?
Because we have a halacha that says you don't cut down fruit trees.
So typically people would say because you can't work the land, but it's not an issue of working the land. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says the issur of cutting down fruit trees, similar to what you're saying, but the source is, Rashi says, Dirachman amar la'achla, you're supposed to eat, and the drash is lola hefsed. La'achla, we have lola schor, you can't do business with fruit trees of Shvius, so to la'achla of lola hefsed, you can't destroy fruit trees. That's why someone had asked me a couple weeks ago, they had an esrog shel shmita, they bought one this past year from Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to know whether or not they could take the seeds, the pits of the esrog, and plant another tree with it. So what would be the problem be? So there are two issues. One is, how do you get to the seeds in the first place, the pits in the first place? So you have to first cut open the esrog tree, and you're destroying the esrog. That's a problem of lehefse. You can't destroy. Or let's say some people like to take the esrog from the previous year and put those besamim, those cloves in, to make them smell. That would be a problem also, because when you puncture the esrog, it causes it to go bad sooner than it should. That's called hefse. Or so too, in Eretz Yisrael, during the Shemitah year, they have a special garbage just for the Shemitah fruits, because you put them in the same garbage as other garbage, then it's going to cause the fruit of the Shemitah to go bad quicker. So you can't be mafsid, the fruit of Shviyas, you have to preserve it. So too, you can't cut down a fruit tree during Shemitah year because it's going to be mafsid, the perish of Shviyas. That's one problem. There is another problem, if you saw in Tosos, I didn't point this out, there's another problem of cutting down fruit trees in general. Forget Shviyas. You're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree. It's a pasuk in the Torah. So if you look at Tosos towards the top, Ein kotetin ilanos b'Shviyas. Tosos asks, Vim tomar below Shviyas nami typically the aser mishum lo sashkes es etza. The pasuk says you are not allowed to cut down a fruit tree. So forget Shemitah problems. During any year you can't cut down fruit trees. So yesh lomar delo ton kava delo shayach belo tashkes kedisa beferk lo yachpor. What does it mean delo ton kava? Kava is a shear, a kav, a certain amount of fruit. If the tree doesn't produce that amount of fruit during a particular season, then there is no iser bal tashkes. Bal tashkes only applies when the tree bears enough fruit to have a total of a kav, whatever that value means for us. So therefore, we must be talking about a situation where it doesn't bear that many fruit. And the second answer to Tosos is, inami, I read the me'ula bedamim, where the tree is very valuable, the wood is very valuable, it's good for building. Lasos we met a koros, you could use it to make beams. Da'oz lo shayach lo tashkes, because you're not doing this to destroy, you're doing this actually to build. You're using the tree, the wood, to build something, that's not lo tashkes, that's not bal tashkes, you're doing it for a productive reason. This does come up pretty often. A person wants to build a sukkah in his backyard, and he happens to have a fruit tree, or he wants to extend his house, or build a deck in the backyard. This shayla does come up, what do you do about a fruit tree? So then in addition to the iser of cutting down a fruit tree, there's a Yehuda Chassid, the Pischei Tshuva in Yerdeya quotes that Yehuda Chassid, that's usher to cut down a fruit tree, midin Yehuda Chassid dinim, which means that there's a certain klala that a person has. Some shuls I know are dealing with this issue of cutting down fruit trees. So the advice they give might not be so nice, but the advice they give is you hire a non-Jew to cut it down and he'll take the klala and not you cut it down yourself. But that's what Pischei Tshuva writes, it's the best to be done. Okay, so back to the Gemara now. So the Gemara says, "It's a me'emasai ein kotzin sa'ilanos b'shviyas." When is it usur to cut down fruit trees during Shemitah? Not forget the problem of bal tashkes. That's we're talking about a tree again, where either it's valuable in the wood or it doesn't produce that many fruits. So when are you allowed to cut it? When is it not mafsid Shemitah fruit? So be'shame omrim kol ha'ilanos mishiotziu. Any fruit tree, the moment the fruit begins to grow, no matter what size, the moment you see some level of fruit, you're not allowed to cut it down anymore. If you were to cut it down, it's considered a mafsid perish el shviyas. Comes along Beis Hillel Omrim, ha-charuvim mishiyishishu. What's charuvim? The carobs. The carob trees, when they begin to show some type of a chain, some type of a design, a zigzag on the back of it, at that moment, that's when you can no longer cut it. That's when it's considered a fruit. But before that shear, you're allowed to cut down the carob tree. Vagafarnim, when it comes to grapes, mishiyigru, which we'll see what that means in a second, but Rashi already tells us when they get to a certain size of a garua, whatever that means. And when it comes to zesim, says basilo, mishiyanitsu. And shanitsu, Rashi explained, is mishiyigadal hanet saviv. There's some type of outer shell that grows around the olive. I'm not familiar with how olives grow, but there's a certain stage beyond when it starts to grow, when it gets a little bigger, and then it's the shell, the outer shell that grows around it. That's when you can no longer cut it down. But before that point, you're allowed to cut it down. So again, Beis Shammai holds anytime the fruit is showing, you can't cut it down. Beis Hillel says, in general, that's the rule. Whenever you see the fruit, you can't cut it down. But grapes, carobs, and olives have an exception. That's a later stage when it grows each for their own case. So it comes along with the Gemara now and says further, Amar Rav Asi, hu boser, hu garua, hu pul alavon. Rav Asi says, the boser, which the Gemara and Mishnah talk about many cases of boser, is a earlier stage type of grape. It's the same size when we refer to a garua, and it's the same size as a pul halavan as an actual white bean. So the Gemara, and it's what I find the humor of the Gemara is, pul halavan tagadaitach. Did you really think that grape is actually the same thing as a white bean? Certainly not. So the Gemara means to say, is ela ema shiuro kipul alavan. When the grape is the size of a white bean, whatever that size is, that's the moment you can no longer cut down the fruit tree during Shemitah. So that's the machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai when it comes to Shemitah fruits. Nothing to do at all with Hilchas Brachos. Completely random discussion about Shvius. So Tosas here writes on the top, towards the top, Shi'uro Kepul Halavan. Upachos Mikan, writes Tosas, but less than this, a smaller shear than a Kepul Halavan. Lohave Pire, it's not considered a fruit. And Mikan, Tosas concludes, it makes a very big jump right now. Mikan Yesh Lomo Dal Boser, Pachos Mipul Lo Mivarchin Ale Bori Pereitz. If it's a boser, a very underdeveloped grape, less than the shear of a white bean, you would not say a eitz ela borei pri adama. That's how Tosas paskins. So we need to know what a shear of a pul alavan is, a white bean, to know what the shear is ha'etz for a grape. But the jump that Tosas takes, we'll try to maybe explain this at the end, he takes a halacha from Shemitah and applies this to the halachas of brachos, which again is a very big jump. So that's the Gemara and that's the Tosfos. Let's move on to the Shitas HaTur now. The Tur writes, remember the Tur is the son of the Rush. The Tur writes in Siv Beis, Ube'odan Boser, when there's the stage of a Boser, which again is an underdeveloped grape, it's not fully mature yet, Kolzman Shlo Higiel L'Kepul HaLavan, so long as it has not reached the shear, the size of a white bean, Mivarchin Alehen Borei Pri Adama, you say in Adama, the Chaldavar Shagadal Ahailan Veno Iker Pri, anything that grows from the tree, but is not the Iker, the goal, the Iker result of that fruit, Mivarchin Alav Borei Pri Adama. So in other words, I have these vines where I want to grow grapes, but it's not to the final stage that I want it to grow to. But it grows from the ground, so anything that grows from the ground gets an adama. But if it hasn't reached its full potential, in which case the grapes has not reached its full size, you would only say an adama. Ha'et is only when the grape or the fruit reaches its full potential. When it comes to this case, when it's less than a shear of a pul avan, it has not yet reached its full potential. U'mishehein kapul alavan, says the Torah, once they reach the size of the white bean, ve'elach and beyond, mivarchen aleihen bori pri ha'et, that's when you say ha'et. Vim hum esubak, if you don't know what size the white bean is or how big to make the grape. Im, going on to the next page, im heim kepul alavan olo, you don't know how to measure properly. Mivarech aleihen bori pri adama, you could always say adama, because the klal is, as we know, the kaimalan beirech al priya ailan bori pri adama yatsa, the Mishnah says. If I hack accidentally, b'dievet, I say an adama, on a fruit tree, I'm always yotze, because even though an apple should really be ha'etz, it ultimately does come from the ground. So saying an adama is more generic, will cover the fruits. Just like shehakol covers everything, adama covers all ground, all vegetables and all fruit, and ha'etz only covers fruit trees. But if I don't know any better, you could say adama and be safe on a grape you don't know the proper size. Then the Torah writes, Malacharuvin Mishiyishishu Perish, when he quotes the sheet of the Beis Hillel, we always pass like Beis Hillel, when the carob has reached the point of stage where perish sheyira behen kimin sharsharos shel charuvin, you see some type of chain, some type of design on the carob, then you say bori preitz when it reaches that size. The kodem lachen, before it gets to that point, you say nadama. Val hazesim mishianitsu, when it comes to the olives, when it grows this outer shell, gadol hanetz svivam, this outer shell, mivarcha lehen bori preitz, and again kodem lachen bori pri haetz, it should be. Adama rather. You should say before that an Adama if it hasn't reached that size. And Al Shar Ha'ilanos Mishiyotziu Pri Chashuvin Levarich Alein Bori Praitz. Any other fruit tree, the moment the fruit begins to grow, you say Ha'itz. So it comes out here, we start with the Mishnah, which has Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai regarding Shvius. Tosfos already extends this to Hilchos Brachos. Now Tosfos only gives the example of a grape. We don't know what about the other fruits. And Tor, which naturally just says, Beis Hillel's opinion should apply across the board, even to olives and even to carobs. Once it reaches that stage, that's when you should say the bracha Havaetz. Before that point, you should not say Haetz.
How do you define
Ikar Pri? Well, in terms of this halacha, it's the size. Beis Hillel already tells us the size.
So there's one universal size for all fruits?
So when it comes to fruit, it's mishiyotziu. The moment it comes out, that's considered ikar pri according to Beis Hillel. The only exceptions are grapes, olives, and carobs. The Beis Hillel says it depends on shir halavan, pul halavan, or the sharsharos, or the anitsu. That's what Beis Hillel defined for us. Any other fruit tree, mishiyotziu. The moment it comes out, that's considered a fruit. Ikar pri. Now ikar pri affects other halachas as well. We'll discuss also growing, grape leaves. It might be edible. Are they edible, I guess?
Absolutely,
edible. Okay.
Yeah.
They're edible, but that wasn't the ikar intention of growing them.
Right.
But it's edible, so that's not that will never become ikar pri. That you would only say nadama because it grows from the ground. Or we have like the tzlaf tree we are going to speak about in a few sifim, which is a caber bush. And it grows evyonos and kafrisin and olin, all the leaves, many different things that you could eat on this tzlaf tree. So only that which is considered the ikar pri, which is the evyonos, the ikar fruit, are considered ha'etz. But these other berries that grow, although they're edible, is not considered the ikar pri, and the leaves are edible, that would only be an adama. So ikar pri means the size, and also means the intention of why a person grows them. Okay. And then when I say why a person grows them, it means not an individual, it means the general klal, the tzibur, why a farmer would grow them. Okay, so now let's move to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is pretty straightforward. Based on what we saw, it should be a pretty easy read. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Beis, Haboser, which again is an underdeveloped grape, Kozman Shelo Higia L'Kfol Halavan, when it hasn't reached the size of a white bean, Mivarech Alav Borei Pri Adama. However, Misha Hu Pol Halavan, once it reaches the size of a white bean, Ve'elech, and further and bigger, Mivarech Alav Borei Pri Aitz. Umitoch Shelo No Delanu Shir Pol Halavan. Since we don't know what the size of a white bean is, then liol mivarch bari pri adama, achi hey gadol biyosin, until it's very, very big. So I remember many years ago, I was reading Rabbi Forrest Hilchos Brachos book, and he pretty much quoted this Shulchan Aruch, writes it in English, that a person should always say an adama on grapes. So I was like, what? I've been saying ha'it my whole life on grapes. It's in there, he writes it in the footnote, he has a whole long piece, you should always say an adama. So I had called Rav Willig up. I said, really? And then he said, no, that's crazy. We say ha'etz. All the grapes that we buy from the grocery stores are certainly large enough. They've developed. And I didn't point out where I first said wrote that. But that's what it says. When you read it straight, it sounds like you should always say nadama on grapes. What he means to say is you should always say, he's really quoting the Shulchan Aruch. You always say nadama until you know it for sure developed. All the grapes that we buy are for sure developed. There's no question about it. It goes through so many stages of getting to the grocery store, and you'll never find, I don't think, you know more about grapes than I do, but certainly you're not going to find a grape in the grocery store that's underdeveloped. But anyway, that was the impression I had when I read this, and I was very shocked. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You should always say nadam on a grape until you know for sure that's big enough. And then he says, Vishar kol ha'ilan, all other fruits, mishiyotzi pri, mivarchan alav, borei priyaitz. Any other fruit tree, whether it be an apple, an orange, the moment it begins to grow, no matter what size, you have to say ha'etz. Ubilvad, there's one qualification, shelo yehei mar o afetz biyose. It shouldn't be too bitter or too sour, ad she'enu roi l'achila, to the point where it's inedible. Afil adei dechak, even if you're forced to, you wouldn't eat it. Da'oz ein mevarchan alav klal. So let's get this straight from the Shulchan Aruch. He only speaks about grapes. He doesn't address olives, nor does he address the carobs. And then he says that when it comes to grapes, you need the big enough size, which for us is always going to be ait. We never have a grape that will be too small. Even if it's the champagne grapes, for those champagne grapes, that's considered the proper size for them. Are there anything smaller than champagne grapes? Okay, I think champagne grapes are small. So even though they're tiny, that's considered developed for their type of species. And then when it comes to other fruits, the moment it comes out, the moment it grows, it's considered a fruit, unless it's too bitter or it's too sour. So the same thing, any fruit that you're going to buy from the grocery store, or even though it might not be fully ripe, It might not be as juicy as you would like it. It's still considered edible. It's not considered too bitter, too sour, I would imagine. And therefore, you would say ha'etz on the fruit that you're all going to buy. Now, the Ramah writes something interesting. Ramah writes, the Yesh Omrim, Dal Charuvim, he adds in something, remember, the Shulchan Aruch never addressed carobs and he never addressed olives. So the Ramah adds, by the way, the Shulchan Aruch just forgot, the Yesh Omrim, Dal Charuvim Einem Bavarach Bori Priyaitz, Ad Sheyireh Behem Kimin Sharsheros, Shecharuvim, like we saw in the Shitas Beis Hillel, and like the Torah brought. You have to wait for the carobs until it gets to that point of having that little design on the side of it. And then you say Haitz. Also olives. You have to wait until it develops enough where it has that outer shell. Before that, so the question is the Ramah arguing on the Shulchan Aruch, or is the Ramah simply adding what the Shulchan Aruch didn't address? But the Shulchan Aruch agrees to the Ramah. Now it sounds like from the Ramah, when he says V'yesh Omrim, it sounds like it's a second opinion. But then the question is, where is the Shulchan Aruch coming from? Shulchan Aruch is quoting seemingly the Shitas of Beis Hillel, who's talking about, remember, Beis Shammai held all fruits is whenever it be Shiotziu. But then he starts quoting Beis Hillel, when it comes to grapes, you have to wait to the certain size. But what about olives and carobs? He never addresses those two other Shitas. Is he like Beis Hillel? And he should have all three fruits are going to be different? Or is he some middle Shita? So that's what's unclear in the Shulchan Aruch. Ramah, who adds in olives and adds in carobs, he's clearly passing like Beis Hillel.
What reason would you say to create a middle Shita?
The reason we don't know, but where is he coming from? We only have Beis Hillel versus Beis Shammai.
Okay, so he uses one out of three.
So that's a middle Shita then. That's his own Shita.
No. One out of three is an example. The same would apply to, you know, you could say the same.
Right, so then you would just say that Ramah is simply just adding on to what he didn't address, which is certainly one approach. But the only difficulty with that read is that Ramah says V'yesh Omrim, and there are those who say, which implies different than what the Shulchan Aruch writes. So that's the ambiguity with this, with Ramah's in general. Does he argue when he comments, or does he just add on to what wasn't addressed? So let's see what the Nosei Kelim say. So let's take a look first. Let's look at the Magen Avraham. Now the Magen Avraham is a bit confusing because there's a very important word, which is in parentheses, and you're not sure whether you should read it or not. The klal is in the Gemara, when there's parentheses, you don't read it. In other svarim, we usually say not to, but there's a big discussion. There's no other way to read the Magen Avraham without the word there. So let's read through what the Magen Avraham writes here. In Sif Katan Vav, this is the left side of the Shulchan Aruch. He writes, V'yesh Omrim. The Bedek Abayis, anybody know who wrote the Bedek Abayis? The Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef wrote the Bedek Abayis himself. He wrote it. And sometimes on the Beis Yosef from the tour, you'll see in the beginning, I wonder if they have it here actually, sometimes they'll include the comments of the Bedek Abayis in the Beis Yosef himself. Sorry. We don't have it here. Okay. But sometimes you'll see that they'll include the comments of him, the Bedek Abayis, again, who's the same author as the Beis Yosef, they'll put it inside the Beis Yosef himself. So the Magen Avraham quotes to the Bedek Abayis, Kosov de'ein lilmod zeh mishvius. You should not learn the halachas of brachos from shvius. Darei, what's his proof? Charuvim afilu achar sheyishishu marim heim. Vein ruin l'achila. When it comes to carobs, I think someone mentioned they once took a bite out of a carob and they broke their tooth. Was that you?
Wow.
The carobs are very hard. Yeah. Even after they've gone to this stage where they have that sharshu on the back of it, they're still very inedible. So you can't learn the halachas of shvius. When is it usher to cut down a fruit tree of shvius? It's not going to be the same halacha as hilchos brachos. Because when the carob is developed and hard, you can't cut down the tree from shvius, but you can't say a bracha on it either because it's completely inedible. It's very, very bitter. So clearly the halachas are not equated, says the Beis Yosef, as the Magen Avraham quotes. V'lachain, therefore, I'm going to read the parentheses. V'lachain, ein mevarchen aleim bori pireitz. You should not say eitz on carobs because they're inedible. V'chein nira das harif ha-rambam v'Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that is. Reish Yud Vav is Rabbeinu Yeruchim. An interesting story about Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim is one of the early Rishonim, and the Beis Yosef will oftentimes quote him. We have no updated editions of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. If you look at him, he has the old print, Rashi print, very hard to read. And apparently, people have tried over many years to write a reprinting of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and no one's had any success. They died along the way, or something bad has happened to the publication. So Rabbeinu Yeruchim, for whatever reason that is, his svarim have remained as a very old print and hard to really read. But that's Reish Yud Vav is Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So he says, the way I'm reading it, is that there is no bracha, ha'et at least, on carobs, even after they've developed to that stage, because it's inedible. They're so bitter. V'li nira, according to me, says the Magen Avraham himself, Delo yehe ela suffik. It's really a suffik. Uviroi levarach abori pri adama. You should say an adama on carob trees because we don't know. Maybe you should really use the model of shvius, and therefore it's considered pri and say an eitz at that stage. Or maybe you shouldn't use the model of shvius and therefore say an adama, in which case you're very safe and say an adama. That's how the Magen Avraham understands this opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. But it sounds like the Beis Yosef says very different than what you're suggesting. The Beis Yosef completely argues that there is no bracha on carob trees. That's why he doesn't address it. If you look now on the most left column here, in the brackets, see the Yesh Omrim? So this is the Knesset Gedolah. He writes, Yesh Omrim Dal Charuvim, Mashmalei, the Ramah. It implies from the Ramah, the mechaber who leaves all this out, he does not discuss olives and does not discuss the carobs. It sounds like he thinks, just like other fruits, carobs and olives, it all depends. The moment it comes out, that's going to be the halacha. So it's a very strange shita. He doesn't follow like Beis Hillel, nor does he follow like Beis Shammai.
That's so strange. Tosfos also.
Tosfos only addressed grapes, but he never told us what he held about the other ones. Lechora, the same halacha should apply. It's an open question within Tosfos. But the Shulchan Aruch seems to be somewhere in the middle now.
Why?
Because then why does he have to wait for grapes until the point when it grows to the sheer lavan? It should be all either Mishotziu, or the other three should be exceptions. So that's what it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch, he says. Mishim hachi, hevi pluksa didavka mishyishishu v'chulem. The Lo Ra Ramah, Ramah did not see Sefer Betek Abayis that the Beis Yosef himself wrote. Shekasa behefech, the charuvim mishyishishu afal pishenog behem shvius v'nechshav pri linen shvius. Even though it's considered a fruit with regards to shvius, mikol malkum ein lil mol linen bracha. You can't learn that to bracha. Sharei ein anu roin charuvim af shirishishu marmhem. They're still bitter. Even when their stage of fruit, when it comes to Shemitah, they're not considered fruit. Lachain Sasam Khan, he did not address it. B'shechanach kol ha'ilanos mishiyotzi u'bevad shelo yehemar. That the end of the Mechaber says they cannot be bitter. Once they're bitter, what?
That's just a reference to grapes, correct?
Which point? No, this is referring to the other ones. All other fruits, the moment that if they're bitter, then you don't say bracha. And the carobs, even after that stage, they're still considered bitter.
What would be grapes?
If they're bitter? Yeah. If they're bitter, it would be shakal or adama.
If we're bitter?
If we're bitter, lechor would be an adama. But I'm not sure if you ever have a case where the grapes are big enough
that's
and still bitter.
The grapes are special, and that's why they're singled out by the mechaber, because they're never bitter enough, therefore you have to wait till the stage of polava.
It could be. It
and
seems
before
that,
you'd make a hadama, correct? Because they could never have that bitterness, right? And once they're already full love on, you have to make a ha'etz.
Right.
Whereas by others, when they're still bitter, you bechlal not make a bracha.
If they're too bitter, you don't say bracha. So again, what are you saying, Shulchan Aruch? Who's he hold like? Really holds like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel?
It would be like
Beis Shammai,
right?
Beis Shammai. And then therefore you only say Mishiyotziu unless they're bitter. And you're saying, when it comes to grapes, how do you know when they're bitter? The shear tells me that's indicative of when it's no longer bitter anymore.
That's the alternative measure of
interesting it. Approach. So he really holds like Beis Shammai. Holds like Beis Shammai that Mishiyotziu, this moment it comes out of the tree, it's considered a fruit. Unless it's bitter, when it's too bitter, it's not considered roi lachila. How do you know when it's not bitter anymore? At least when it comes to grapes, the shear pu'alavan is the indicator that it's no longer bitter. Could be. That could certainly be an approach. I think the way the Knesset Gedolah explains is the other way around. He really holds it's like Beis Hillel. We always pass on like Beis Hillel. Yeah. And really, Mishiyotziu for other fruits when it comes to grapes when it reaches a certain size. I mean, the real klal is you need to be a pri. What's a pri? No Gemara tells us the size of a pri in Hilchos Brachos. So we have to start looking at other models. So let's look at the model in Shemitah. So the model to use in Shemitah is we have the pri of a grape when it gets the shear pul halavan. What about the shear when it comes to carobs and olives? Well, that shear doesn't really work so well because they're too bitter at that point. So it sounds like he really holds like Beis Hillel, but just as a limitation on carobs but interesting two conceptual differences, but the same maskana we're saying. Okay. But either way, they're coming out according to the Knesset Gedolah that the Ramah argues. Shulchan Aruch says you would not say ha'etz on carobs after that stage, nor on those olives after those stages, and according to the Ramah, you would say. That's a big machlokas, not really lemaisa, because all the fruits we're going to get is going to be fully developed anyways. Now it's very important to look at the Gra. Look at the Gemara on the bottom now. The Gemara writes, it's in brackets here, V'yesh Omrim. He quotes Sham, U'beis Hillel Omrim, V'chulei, Aval Harash Kasav, V'chola Ilan, Mishiyotziu. Let's go down another line where it says, Dvarim Dechuyin, right in the period. Dvarim Dechuyin, the comments, all the discussions we've shown were very, very difficult to understand, says the Gemara. And the Gemara, even though he's an Achron, as we know, had the ability to go against all the Rishonim. Dim Kain, Kol Shekain Mishiyotziu, Eino Ochel Adayin. When an apple grows in a tree, even if it's a tiny apple, it's not considered an achil, it's not considered ochel yet. Shu kodem shiura di mishyishrishu v'nira shagam harash sri lekein shecharum mishyishrishu elevadai lo hisker rak shar ilanos kamosim devir beisilo v'shar ilanos mishyotziu. Fine. Go a little bit further. Aval tzarech in al ikr hadin. The whole discussion, the whole basis is very, very problematic. Dema inin ze l'shvias. What does Hilchas Brachos have anything to do with the halachas of shvias? Deha afilu b'shvias aser lechol ad sheyasu ochel. There's a mitzvah to eat perish shvias. When's there a mitzvah? There's an earlier state, I can't cut down the fruit tree the moment it starts to come out. But that's not considered edible yet. I don't get the mitzvah of achila until it gets bigger and bigger. So the mitzvah achila takes place much later on when it comes to Hilchos Shvias. And therefore he says, Dehainu shiavo la'onas hamaisros. The moment that there's a mitzvah to eat the food of Shvias is when it gets to a later stage, which is a stage when you're chayv and meiser. There's a chiv to take meiser every single year in your produce. So it has to get to a certain development for there to be a chiv meiser. If it's underdeveloped, there's no chiv meiser. So the chiv meiser is a much later stage when the grape and the fruit gets much bigger. And that's the shir da'az have a pri. Aval Shvias, he concludes, eino tali b'pri. The issur of cutting down shmita has nothing to do with the fruit, the size of fruit. The Yosef Nirat Shatali Bisman Chiyav Meiser, that a pri, I think, says the Gra, it's much more sensible to say it depends on the size of a fruit when it comes to Meiser and not when it comes to Shemitah. It's a very, very big machlokas. Do we go based on Shviz or does it go based on Meiser?
What are the criteria for Meiser?
So Meiser, so the Be'er Lacha we'll see in a second, if you look at the Rambam, has a whole list when it comes to each fruit, as many as he knew, what size is their Chiyav on Meiseros? No, because there could be a stage, I don't know, if I imagine there's a stage where it's no longer bitter, but still not to the size yet where it's reached onus maestros. There must be a stage. I don't know what that stage is. But it's no longer bitter. It might be pretty bland, but it wouldn't be the chiyav maaser yet. There must be a big a difference, otherwise it wouldn't be a machlokas. But that's the shear, that's the model you have to use. Can I just throw out there, I'll raise it to you guys, if there's any lumdus, why you would use either Shemitah as the model, or would you use Meiser as the model for Hilchos Brachos? Any suggestions why either one would be the model for Hilchos Brachos? It's a very, very good point. You do say Bracha by Meiser, that's a Meiser to Bracha of Birchas HaMitzvah, you say in the Hafrasha. But that could be interesting. There is no bracha. But that wouldn't explain why one would use shvias, though. It only explains the other. You're supporting.
You cannot do maaser if it's not a ready fruit.
Okay.
Maaser is more about the completion.
So that's in brachot also.
Right, so that's explaining why maaser seems to make the most sense. Mm-hmm. The question, why would anyone say shvias? It makes sense because it's brought in Hilchos Brachos. Maseches Brachos happens to be a mishnah they bring in Maseches Brachos in Ketzer Mevarchim. It's seen very convenient. But the Gemara doesn't invoke that mishnah to teach me Hilchos Brachos of what stage.
Shvias, you said, because the whole reason of Shvias is to remember that everything that's written in that probably controls it. A bracha is Birchas Hanan, and that I'm asking, it's a request in a sense, that I'm taking from what's yours, Akash Baruch, and I'm going to have enough from it.
I would say different. I like your approach. I'd say the opposite, though, but very close to what you're saying, though. No.
If Hashem viewed it as a fruit regarding Shemitah, it means it has the status of a fruit, even regarding brachas.
So let's break it down with some lumdus and conceptual terms we have. What's the machlokas and how to categorize a birchas anenin? What's the machlokas? Big machlokas you're showing, what exactly is a birchas anenin? What's the nature of that bracha?
Or
a shevach. So, is it either a matir? The Gemara seems to indicate it's also for me to get any hana from this world until I ask Hashem permission, until I have a matir. I need permission. The other approach is that birchas anenin is learned out from a kal v'chomer from benching. Benching is a way of praising and thanking Hashem. And therefore, from the Kal v'chomer, you have to thank and ask Hashem beforehand. Not really a matir, but shevach v'oda. So I think, if you break it down that way, does that help with understanding the machlokas any better? Is it a matir versus shevach v'hoda? Opposite what you were saying.
Maaser is shevach. If you matir on
matir shvi,
otherwise you can't use it. So when it gets to the level that you can, it works backwards actually.
Yeah,
if
it's shmita, then it's
shevach. Exactly.
Shmita,
the moment you see the fruit, the moment you see the fruit growing, that's shevach v'hoda. Even though I'm not getting hana from it, it's too small for me to get any hana. There's no matir really. I'm not going to enjoy it. It's so small. The moment you start seeing the fruits grow, that's worthy of shevach v'hoda. But if it's about batir my hana, the hana only comes when it's really developed as the fruit, as a meiser, and that's my real hana. So at that moment, that stage is when I need the matir to permit me to get the bracha. A suggestion. I don't know. It's
isn't
not muchrach. What?
But isn't all Shemitah about bilus?
And therefore what?
And therefore it's nothing to do with Shabbat.
No. You see the product of Hashem, what He creates, and that's clear the moment the fruit begins to grow. Nothing to do with bilus. Even though I have no bilus, if I go to your yard, which is now hefker during Shemitah, and I go eat that fruit, I need to say I'm not allowed to cut that fruit tree down because there's a fruit growing on it. But why? The fruit's not edible. Who cares? I'm not going to get enough from it. They say, also from you cut down, because that's the moment you see the Shevach Vodah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving the fruits. I didn't see this anywhere, I'm just suggesting. But either way, there's a very big machlokas whether you go based on the model of Shemitah or the model of Meiser. So, let's go to the Mishnah Berurah now. The Mishnah Berurah discusses a number of interesting things, and we don't have to go through all the Mishnah Berurahs here, but let's just look through, together at least, the Ber Halacha. The Ber Halacha writes, this is underlined, Shar kol ha'ilan mishiyotzi v'chulei kimin shar shoros. This is the Ber Halacha, was written by the Mishnah Berurah as well. Ber Halacha writes, Ein v'ber gra, shecholik al p'sak Shulchan Aruch. The gra argues against the Shulchan Aruch, as he does many times. V'hochiach techol elu ha'simanim, all these discussions, the different indicators of what size the fruit has to be, lo niskru hashas rak linin esu k'titzas ilanos b'shvius. The only time the Mishnayos and the Gemara addresses this shirum is when it comes to the iser of cutting down a fruit tree during Shemitah. Avalein and bracha, when it comes to saying a bracha, mistavra debein and dafka mishia giu laonas ha-maisers. It seems sensible. You should wait until it gets to a later stage when there's now chiv to take maiser. The kodem lachen, before that stage, lo chashiv pri harui lachil. It's not considered edible. The chen hu gamkin das ha-panam miros. He brings in an achron who says the same thing. Well, the Divreim, according to them, Yishtanu kol adinim shebesif. All the halachas are going to change now, going to the other side of the page. Dehainu, when it comes to Navim, when it comes to grapes, Ba'in and Dafka, Shiyarao, Hachartonim, Mitochen, when you see the pits from the outside. Ubezesim, Mishaviu, Shlish, when the Zesim get to a third of its full potential. Ubecharuvim, Mishariu, Behen, Nukudos, Shchoros, when you see some black dots on them. Fu O Shemaschil, Hashka, that's this indicator that begins to get black. Every single type of fruit has a different indicator when it reached the size and the chiv of maisos. K'mavur b'hakol b'rambam perek beis b'hilchos maiser. Ayin sham. The kodem shigil l'shirzeh, before it gets to that time, that stage, that size, einu mevarach rak bori pri adama, that's when you have to say an adama. V'yesh sad l'divreihem, I think there's a support from the Rambam perek hei m'hilchos shmita, perek ches m'hilchos brachos, ayin sham. I don't know what the proof is, but he says, look at those Rambams. Ukfar nasu v'nasu b'zeh achronim. It's a big discussion that achronim have. V'nei lefi divrei hagra v'apanim iros. Mistaver, it's logical to say that filu mitok b'or lo mahani kevin sheinu chashiv pri kodem shegil onas ha'maisos. Let's say I take a fruit that is a sizable fruit according to the Shulchan Aruch, but not big enough for the gra. It's somewhere in between. So this machlok is what to say on that bracha. Even if you cook it and makes it sweet, he thinks you shouldn't say an eitz on that. You have a normal klal. When you take, let's say, who is telling me they have? It's called quince. Is quince a fruit down in Chile? I think a friend was telling me it's a fruit. It's only edible if you cook it. They're inedible raw. It's like an onion, but this is a fruit that's the same metzias. So only, is that not true? That's what a friend told me. I don't know. I never had one before. So it's not edible. You would say a shahakal or an adama when you eat them raw, but when you cook it, you say a hanaitz. Like an onion. You eat a raw onion. Most raw onions you say a shahakal because they're inedible. When you fry to cook it, it becomes an adama. It reaches its potential by cooking it. So it says the Ber Halacha, if you were to take a fruit that's underdeveloped according to the standards of the gra, and you were to cook it to make it sweeter by cooking it, you would not say an eitz. Because number one question is always, is it the right size? Is it fully developed? And then you start dealing with the questions of cooking or not cooking. But if it's underdeveloped, the cooking will never bring it to its full potential. That's a side point we'll get to later at a different point. Now go down the Yesh Linhog Kein Lemaisa. The Ber Halacha Paskins, you should really follow the Gra. Lechora, the Bezei Yotimi Mamanashach, you're Yotik according to everybody. Because if you take the fruit, let's say it went under the size of the Gra size, and you say an Adama, you'd still be Yotik according to the Shulchan Aruch, because an Adama always cover, you cover all your bases. Adama works for all fruits in general. So that's what he thinks you should do. Umikom Makom, nonetheless, Hanoi Kipsak Achronim, those who pass like the Achronim, Shinim Shechu Achar Shulchan Aruch, who pass like the Shulchan Aruch at an earlier stage already, reaches Ha'et, Ein Limchos Biyado, don't go against them, the Yeshal Militzboch, they can always rely on the Shulchan Aruch. If it's a situation where the fruit is so inedible, even if you're forced to eat it, and therefore you should only, if it's, you should not say an adama, unless you cook it or some other thing to make it good. So he paskins in the end of the day that you should really wait till the size of the gra. Now wait one more line down. Now when it comes to apples, apparently when it comes to apples, even a very small apple is considered chayv and meiser. Rak mishinasu agul, they have to be circle. I don't know how apples grow. I thought they're always circles, but they have to be circles. Kemavur v'ramam sham. Vimkain, Bizeb, Gamagra, Vapamchad Miros, Modim Ladas, Shochanach, Mivarchan, Azalem, Boy Prate. Apparently, when it comes to apples, even when they start to come out, even the grow would agree that's the size when it's considered a chayv and maisers. So that's the, how we pask in the end of the day. We try to pask like the grow, that you should wait to the size of the onus maisers. Now, each fruit is going to be different sizes, but you could really safe to assume that any fruit you're going to buy in the grocery store will have reached that stage, both according to the Shochanach and both according to the grow. Now there's a Mishnah Berurah, I'll just finish with this last Mishnah Berurah. He writes, when it comes to grapes, I mentioned before the Shulchan Aruch was said, you should say an Adama, unless you're certain that it got to the right size. What's the right size of Pul Lavan? I have no idea what the size of Pul Lavan is. So you look in the Mishnah Berurah, back to the previous page, and we'll finish with this. He says, Sivkatan Tezvav. He says, Gadol B'Yotzer, you have to make sure that the grapes are large enough. Vim lefi maris ayin, if it's according to the appearance, kvar nigmar bishula. You look at the grape and you know for sure, you don't know what's a white bean, but you know for sure that this grape is fully developed. Ein nafkamina klal begala. We don't care about the size. Just like the champagne grapes. Ubechol ofen mevarchala bore pirates. Vechenim hachartsanim shalahem nir bebechutz. If you could see the pits, those grapes that have pits, if they're noticeable from the outside, bevadai hu charuli spashil, is very close to becoming fully ripe. Umevarchalem bore pirates the chulyamam. So the maskana, it's interesting, the sugya starting from the Gemara, the Mishnah, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Torah, Shulchan Aruch, down to the Gra and the Mishnah Berurah. In the end of the day, almost any situation, any fruit you're going to buy from the grocery store will pretty much be considered a full fruit, fully developed, fully ripe, and one would taka, say, an eitz on that fruit. Okay.